Welcome to Inspiration Weekly, your source for finding inspiration every week. Through stories, quotes, and real-life experiences, together we'll explore the captivating beauty of life. Listen by podcast or read by blog each week. Visit SpencerReynolds.com and click on Inspiration Weekly to subscribe so you never miss the opportunity to be inspired. This week, I'd like to talk about character and really inspire you inside of finding what your character traits are. There's a great story here I'd love to read you that's called The Great Stone Face. In the mountains of New England, there lived a little boy named Ernest. He loved to sit at the cottage door with his mother at the close of day and watch the sunset behind the western mountains. The rugged cliffs seemed to have been chiseled by the master into the shape of a human face. So natural were the features that as Ernest gazed, they seemed to smile down on him in a kindly way. The people who lived in this mountain valley had been told by the Indians many years earlier that someday a child would be born that would grow to be a noble and a great man, and whose face would resemble the face on the mountain. Little Ernest wondered if he should live to see this man. As the years went on and Ernest grew to manhood, the great stone face became more and more a part of his life. After the day's work was done, he would look with hope at the face, and it never failed to give him encouragement and comfort. He could not do an unkind act or think an ignoble thought while the great stone face was looking down on him. Then it was told that Gatherhold, a merchant who had gone to the city many years earlier and won a fortune, was to return to the place of his birth. Many people said he was the man who had been foretold so long ago. But when Ernest looked at his harsh, scheming countenance, from which the children shrank in fear, he sadly shook his head. This was not the man. Then a great soldier, who had become known for his bravery as General Blood and Thunder, returned to the valley. Again the people said, "This is he who was foretold." But his stern countenance, bespeaking a man of iron will, lacked the understanding and sympathy of the great stone face. Years passed. A great statesman who lived in the valley as a boy returned and was heralded as Stony Old Phiz. His face was more nearly that like on the mountain than the others had been, but it lacked the courage and the frankness which shone from the one of stone. Ernest began to wonder if he should live long enough to see the fulfillment of the old prediction. Ernest was an old man, his hair silver with age. His neighbors had grown to love him and to seek his wise counsel. Even people from outside the valley heard of him and came to hear his words. One day a great poet visited him. As Ernest talked with him, he wondered if at last this was not the man of the great stone face. But no, the face on the mountain had a depth of character not shown by this man. The last rays of the setting sun fell upon Ernest's calm face, lighting it with a radiance so beautiful that the poet stared in wonder. His features, so noble and kindly, were surely the same as those of the great stone face. Ernest himself was the long-awaited man. What is your character like? Here's a few questions. I love the powerful questions that we can have in life to truly question our success and our abilities and see where we really are. So here's three questions I'd love you to think real deeply about. The first question is, what would happen if you could be the most successful person you know? What would happen? Hopefully you're thinking of things that it could be. Some of you may be there and saying, "Well, I don't know." Well, if you did know, what would the answer be? How would you live? How would you act? What time would you go to bed? What time would you wake up in the morning? What would your morning routine be? What would that ritual consist of? Would you work out? Would you go to a gym? Would you read? And so here's the final question. Are you willing to go to any length to become that person, to become the most successful person for you? I hope I've given you some inspiration to think about and to think of you may be that old stone face in the mountain, that person that you've always looked up to with that success. That could be you. And are you going to do, and are you willing to do anything it takes to become that person? Thanks for joining us for another week of Inspiration Weekly. Have an absolutely uplifting week.